Most of my memories of early parenting aren't nearly as fraught with the stress of babies crying or changing diapers as they were with wondering if I was doing the right things. It turns out it was a good thing neither of our kids were dedicated to pacifiers because it was better for them. I'd never heard of the 5 distinct functions of the mouth until I met Katha Secord, a Millborough myofunctional therapist. I asked her why a child's mouth would not just naturally grow and develop correctly.
Well, to answer that, we need to understand ontogeny. Ontogeny is the process through which a system grows and develops to perform specialized functions. Ontogeny begins at birth and reaches maturity around 18 to 25 years of age. Ontogeny includes both genetics and function. From birth to age 4, there is a large increase in the development of the oral cavity, including the acquisition of the primary teeth.
And here are those functions going on in our mouths without our even thinking about them.
The physiologic rest posture, including nasal breathing, normal saliva swallowing, proper chewing and swallowing of food, liquid swallows, and speech.
So the next thing I'm wondering is, what can we do to help our children's mouths grow and develop normally?
One of my patients was soon to become a new father and asked me this very question. He was determined to do everything possible for his child to avoid the myofunctional and extensive orthodontic problems he had had as a child. Here's the information I gave him, which he and his wife implemented as soon as their daughter Talia was born, because normal function begins at birth. The most important function for an infant is to nurse. For a minimum of 6 months to 1 year or longer if possible, to help with normal muscle development and proper function.
Are you saying nursing and bottle feeding have different impacts on how the mouth will grow and develop?
Yes, nursing at the breast is the physiologic catalyst or initiating function that sets up the specialized functions of normal nasal breathing, normal tongue posture, and normal swallowing patterns that we want children to use through the process of ontogeny and into adulthood.
What happens if a mom has trouble nursing? What would you recommend then?
Well, if there are problems nursing, check with a lactation specialist to determine if the lingual frenum, which is a tissue under the tongue, or the maxillary labial frenum, which is a tissue under the upper lip, is restricted, making it difficult for the infant to latch on or seal their lips properly to create the proper sucking function.
Katha Secord also has some advice for moms who had given nursing their baby's first 6 months their best try or returned to work away from their child.
Use the smallest bottle nipple to encourage vigorous sucking, then eliminate the bottle by age 1 or earlier.
Katha's expertise includes ways to address most issues which, even if they are results of early childhood habits, can continue into adulthood. She is a retired myofunctional therapist who lives in Millborough and does still work by appointment with some clients locally. Allegheny Mountain Radio will offer continued conversations with her in the future. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.